Good evening. You want to say good morning, don't you? Good evening. Well, we begin this Lenten journey tonight, this Ash Wednesday. And I'm always brought back, I do this almost every Lent, almost always brought back to the reminder of what Lent is about and how it came about. A reminder that in the early church, folks who had been preparing for baptism, and they prepared in the early church for 3 years. For 3 years they were preparing to be baptized. And they were baptized at the Easter Vigil. And so the final time of preparation were these 40 days where they kind of fasted and prayed and really prepared for that moment, that time of being baptized. And the rest of the Christian community would renew their baptism. It was a time to renew this baptismal covenant. So I invite us tonight to do that a little bit, to look at ourselves as preparing for Easter Day. On Easter Day, we will be invited to proclaim our baptismal covenant, to state our faith. And what I'd like to do tonight is, I spend, oftentimes during Lent, spend time reflecting on these questions that are asked in the baptismal covenant. And perhaps you may do that as well, but I want to emphasize these tonight and kind of reflect on them a little bit with you. If you wouldn't mind opening up your Book of Common Prayer to page 292. When we talk about the baptismal covenant, these are the words in the Book of Common Prayer that we're talking about. And so on Easter Day, we'll be invited to renew this. And we'll be asked the questions, do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? And we respond that we do to these questions by using the words of the Apostles' Creed. But after that proclamation, there are these five questions that I just find it's just helpful to continue to return to. And I'd just like to go through these five questions with you a little bit tonight. On page 293. There's the first question, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? You know, these questions are designed for the newly baptized to realize that this entering into baptism is not the end of a process, but it's really the beginning of a journey. And so that's the question, will you continue? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching? In other words, will you continue to learn? And then will you continue to gather in fellowship and continue in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you continue in this journey? And so during this Lent, I invite you to perhaps find ways that you can respond to that question. Continue to perhaps read, study, look at Scripture, come to adult ed classes, a way to continue to learn about this faith life that we live, and perhaps engage more in the Eucharist than maybe we do the rest of the year, to be more regular in coming to church on Sunday, perhaps, to take part in the Eucharist and gather together in fellowship with our community. That's what that first question is asking. It's a very close, intimate question. So will you continue in this faith? Continue to learn? Continue to gather? Continue to be fed by the Eucharist? I will with God's help. And the second question is very reassuring. Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. You know, it's a subtle question. What it's saying is, we know you're not going to do this. We're going to fall back into our ways. But don't let that keep you from the community. Don't let that separate you from God. Don't let these things that are sinful or damaging to us keep us separated. But promise, please promise, that you will repent, you will return, you will come back to God through the community. Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, it doesn't say, and if you fall into sin. Whenever you fall into sin. Whenever you fall into sin. Repent and return. I will with God's help. Those first two questions are very focused on almost the inner life, feeding our inner life. The next few questions begin to open us broader. The next question is, will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? In other words, will, as we go forth into the world, will our life show, will it show by word and example, the good news of God in Christ? The way we treat each other, the way we react to each other, the way we engage with each other. You know, our expressing this, proclaiming may not be through words, we may not all be called to preach, but can we, through our lives, show forth this presence by word and example? Will you proclaim it by word and example? The fourth question is, and this is, I think, is a very challenging one, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? That's a pretty challenging question. Will you seek Christ in all persons? Will you serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I always say with this question, yes, her, or yes, him. There's always someone in our mind that we can say, boy, I have a tough time seeing Christ in that person. But can we strive to find that, the goodness in folks? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help. And then that final question, will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? We bring about a change, a difference in our world by the life we live. That's the baptismal covenant. And so I invite you during this season of Lent, sometimes what I do during the season of Lent is take one of these questions and dwell on it a week. Let that be what I pray, and oftentimes in the morning, kind of enter into prayer, letting that question engage me. But perhaps there's a question you just want to spend all of Lent with. Perhaps there's a part of one of these questions you'd like to spend Lent with. And so that when we gather on Easter, and before we're sprinkled with the waters of baptism, which is a custom here, that we can be able to kind of say to ourselves, I am continuing in the apostles' teaching and fellowship. I am continuing in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. I have been able to resist some evil in my life, and I have repented and returned to the Lord. I have been able to proclaim through my life, the best I can, what God has done in my life and what the difference it can make in our world. I have done the best I can to seek Christ in everybody. There may be one or two people I haven't been able to do it with yet, but I'll tell you, I've been trying to seek Christ in all persons. And I've done what I can to strive for justice, to make this world a different place for all people. Not just for me, not for the people I know, but for all people. Yes, I've done that. I've tried. If we can say something like that for even one of these questions, or even a part of one of these questions, what a thing to be joyful about as we celebrate the new life that Jesus offers us at Easter. So I invite you during this season of Lent to engage and prepare to renew the wonderful life that we've been given through baptism.